So isn't that fantastic? Thank you to all those who made that possible. Good morning, annyeonghaseyo. Welcome to you all, those here in the building and also those with us on Zoom, wherever you are. It's good to have you with us on this Boxing Day. Worship today is just this. There's no 11:30 or 5 o'clock services. Those resume next week. The daily prayers are not going to be on Zoom this week, but you're encouraged to pray wherever you are at 10 o'clock each weekday morning. Please refer to the notices sheet that gets sent out each week. Just to highlight a few of the important things for this week, the building, apart from now, is going to be closed for the next week. So the staff are away and we're not having the coffee bar. Resumes on the 4th of January, Tuesday the 4th of January. The Joy CD, of which we've seen an excerpt this morning, is still available if you haven't got your copy, but it's the last chance to get them. They're also available online. Big thank you to everybody who made the Christmas lunch here possible yesterday. Especially to Sally and Carol. I understand it was a fairly small group, but it was very much valued by those people who came. There are some bits of food left over, and if they don't get taken away today, they will get thrown away. So please do see Carol or Sally to take some of that. New Year's Day, there's a walk organised by John Fisher. If you'd like to take part, please meet outside John Lewis at 11 o'clock. They're going through Hampton Court, lunching at the Hampton Court Golf Club, and then walking back. Sounds like it'd be a good event, so please speak to John about that. There is a need for stewards from about January the 11th to mid-February to help out. Georgie's having operations, so won't be available. So if you can help with that, please speak to Catherine or me. And finally, news of people. We understand Sugin Lee is not very well at the moment, so please pray for him and his family. And as always, we remember all those known to us who are unwell at this time. Thank you.
So let us join together and worship God. Could we have the call to worship, please? That's a quote from Bob Hope. Could we have the call to worship, please? We waited. We imagined power. We imagined a king on a white horse wielding a sword. We imagined the work done for us through the destruction of our enemies. Praise be to God for the unexpected babe of Bethlehem. Song, come and join the celebration. We join to sing. Have a seat. We join together to pray. Let us pray. We listen for the cry coming out of darkness, a cry of praise above despair, of life beyond death. The mother's bearing cry, the cry of pain transformed to joy. We listened to the cry of the newborn, the cry of innocent, tender frailty, which tells us that God is with us, bringing hope from despair, joy from sorrow, peace from turmoil. Here is love, deeper than all time's wrong, love to save the earth from terror, torture, doubt, and tumult. You are with us, infant Christ, to liberate our hearts, to cleanse our minds of all bitterness, to fill our souls with eternal peace, to lift us out of fear, you are coming as hope for us, joy for us, peace for us, this Christmas season and forevermore. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Sally, come and talk to us.
Good morning, everybody in the building. Happy Christmas. Happy second day of Christmas. Happy Boxing Day. Happy St. Stephen's Day. Happy Sunday. Happy everything. Happy Christmas, everyone at home. I hope you can hear me. I'm going to ask some questions of the older people in the congregation and the younger people in the congregation, and I'm going to let you decide which one you are, because that's more than my job's worth to be deciding that kind of thing. I'm going to ask the older people in the congregation, what can young people do, or what things do young people know about that older people don't? And then I'm going to swap that around and ask the younger people, what do older people know about? What can older people do that perhaps younger people can't? Yeah, okay, so be warned, younger people, I'm coming to you in a minute. So you've got plenty of time to think. I'm going to come to the adults first, the older, well, you're adults, but the older people in the congregation. Is there anything that young people know about or can do that that older people can't? I'm going to have to move.
Tech.
Is that okay? Can I move? Sorry, if you can't see me on Zoom, I'm coming round. I'll be back in a minute. I should probably put this on, shouldn't I? Carol,
the speed at which they do tech and texting and all that kind of stuff leaves me behind.
Agreed. Technology, and I have to say, slightly embarrassing, the first time we ever went to the manse for Messy Church, I'd got some videos and worship songs that I wanted projected on Leslie and Ray's massive screen, TV screen.
Football.
And Sophia and Jack operated it for me. So yeah. That's proof of what you've just said, Carol. Anything else? Bethany?
The young, they're more aware of the homophobia, the racism, the things that we all thought was okay to say, but yeah. We're becoming more awake to the fact that these things aren't so okay.
So social issues, sometimes young people are more sort of idealistic, aren't they, still? You know, that's something I wish we kept, really. Anything else? There's probably loads of things. Pop music. They know more about pop music and stuff like that. They know more about new music. Yes. Popular culture, yes.
Perhaps more.
Perhaps they're more willing to take risks and to do things off the cuff than some of us older people are.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else? I hope you're feeling good about yourselves, young people. all these things. They can run quicker. They can go to Zumba classes and they can get right down to the ground and up again in about 1 second, which even 50-year-olds can't do that, I've discovered.
It's all about the quality of burpees.
Yeah. Anything else? There's probably loads. Yeah. So they can move a bit quicker than some of the older people, can't they? They often have more energy. Although I don't know, teenagers, sometimes they stay in bed till quite late. So let's turn it round. What do older people know about? What can older people do that younger people perhaps can't or haven't had the opportunity to do? So let's turn it on its head. Sam.
Wake up before 7 a.m. in the morning.
Wake up before 7 a.m. in the morning. I have to tell you, that's... Yeah, a lot of people, but some people, like me, no. anything else? Michelle, have you got anything? Have a think. Bethany.
Having a plan and a direction and being able to work hard at a job without being distracted.
We're generalising.
Yeah, both ways.
Both ways. Yeah, okay. Anything else? What do older people have experience of and wisdom in that perhaps younger people haven't had a chance?
Time?
Oh, someone has said something else.
Life
experience, yeah. To be able to process things because they've experienced things.
Maybe we've seen more things go wrong and we're still here and they come right again at some stage.
Yeah. Very in tune. Okay. Finally, what advice, what piece of wisdom would the older people give to the younger people and vice versa? Is there anything you'd like to say to one another? Polite answers only, please. Oh, coming down. Sorry, people at home, if you can't see me.
You don't have to do and finish everything like that. Be patient. Take your time. take little steps.
Very wise. Anything else?
But the opposite for the young people is crack on.
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Get on with it.
Yeah.
Some advice I got, which I have to confess I don't always take myself, but it was to live every day as if it was your last and to learn every day as if you were going to live forever.
Say that again.
So to live every day as if it were your last and to learn every day as if you were going to live forever.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, I can have fun and stop being so slow and serious about the world. You know, chillax, grown-ups. I'm sorry.
Chillax.
That's something that young people know that grow.
Yeah, that's right.
The jargon.
Sam is the most driven one among us.
The jargon and all the...
Chillax.
Give more pocket money to younger generation.
Right, that's the note.
There you go. Today we're looking at Jesus as a young boy, and he's with older people, and they're basically learning from each other. He is teaching them a lot, as you'd expect, I suppose. But also, you know, they would have been teaching him as well. So it's a mutual thing, and that's what we're like too. We learn from each other, hopefully.
So we join together to sing, "See Him Lying in a Bed of Straw." Surprise you to know that we have two readings. You know, I guess most of you will have worked out what the New Testament one is, and some of you will have worked out what the Old Testament one is. Carol will read to us something. Go on, just crack on with it. It's a lovely thing. Thank you. This is the boy Samuel.
So 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 18 to 20, and then verse 26. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift she made to the Lord. And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow, both in stature and in favour with the Lord and with the people.
Luke one in a minute.
All right, okay.
Thank you. So we've got the boy Samuel. I'm going to take these the opposite way around. So as most of you know, this year my father died at Hogmanay last year. And as time goes on, so I think of more and more of his wise old man sayings. Not they weren't so wise old man because he was an old man. But anyway, any of you, that's you in the room or you on Zoomers, got a saying that somebody in your family used to offer that you think of as wise now? Somebody from the ages, I'll give you my father's wisdom. One was, somebody can be saying something really good, even though the way that they say it is really rubbish. You use that on the Sunday from here on in. They can be saying something really good, even though their actually articulation isn't very high, but what they're saying is useful. And Janine has waved at me. And those of you at home, if you've got something that is from your family, from the old people in your family, text it in, preferably in English. Wise old saying.
My dad always said, never go to bed on an argument. Always make up before you go to bed.
Right. Good. Anybody else? Wise old family sayings.
When you have a decision to make, sleep on it.
Wise old family sayings.
Keep going and do what you have to do.
Wise old family sayings. John?
My father used to say, D-I-N, do it now.
Oh, right. Not shut up, stop making playing that music and do it now. Great.
This is not something that I actually do, but my dad always says you've got to learn to laugh at yourself.
Ah, that is wise. That is wise. Wise old sayings. Wise old family sayings.
A word to the wise is enough.
A word to the wise is enough. Right. Yes. Like it. Wise old family sayings. Pick your battles carefully. Let me check to see whether anybody has sent me anything in. Zoomers, I'm looking to you people. Nothing on chat and nothing on this. I cannot believe that your parents haven't got something to say to us. So let's join together to sing Ding Dong Merrily on High. Hope your lungs are working. See, that was the first bit that we talked on about how we like carols done. We want that one quick because we haven't got the lung capacity for you taking it slow. Thank you very much. Yeah, yes. This second reading from the Gospel according to Luke. So yesterday, Ray said to me, what? Yesterday Jesus was born and today he's 12. Yes, that's how it works. So Carol will read this scripture to us.
Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. Now, every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travellers, they went a day's journey, and then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" They didn't understand what he said to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and divine and human favour.
So the old men in the temple would have thought that they knew it. And the young Jesus is teaching them. And they would have been shocked. Sometimes we have things that we think are rock solid, and it's quite a difficult thing to hear a younger person challenge us and easily dismissed, and maybe sometimes we need to give it all a bit of a moment rather than just keep going in the way that we have always kept going. Maybe there's something new to be said, like happened in the temple. Because Jesus would have been saying things based on their text, based on their teaching, but also taking things and presenting them maybe in a different way, maybe in a new way. So this is a clip, hopefully the technology will work, that is the presentation of the gospel, but in a maybe a different way.
Why?
Why?
Why did Jesus come to earth?
Why forsake the majesty and fellowship of heaven?
Exchanging a palace for a stable.
Immortal comforts for a feeding trough.
And robes of glory for the feeble body of an infant.
An unparalleled irony, this supreme, unrivaled nobility experiencing absolute and total humility.
Our sovereign God, Emmanuel, as a baby.
He didn't come to heap shame upon sinners, or to judge and cast out the impious, but to break bread with those called unrighteous.
He didn't come to illuminate every mystery of the cosmos or to enlighten the intellectual, but to fulfill the testimony of prophets clothed in rags.
He didn't come to elevate a single nation or to advocate a particular political affiliation. He came because he saw you, broken, in need of salvation.
He saw you lost and abandoned, crying out, surrounded by deaf ears, fighting through the tears, but beaten down by the torments of this world.
And unable to bear your distress, he renounced his eternal throne,
walked the earth,
bore the stripes,
accepted the nails,
and gave up his last breath,
so that you could receive the breath of life. Our God.
Our holy, infinite God.
Beheld your pain.
Perceived your heart.
And determined that your soul was worth dying for.
From the manger, to the cross, to the empty tomb.
It is all a story of profound love. Of a savior who rescued his children from darkness.
Of a blameless king who declared that no sacrifice was too great for the sake of his beloved creation.
Why did Jesus come to earth?
He came for you.
So let us pray. Prince of Peace, love, truth, justice, peace and health, with singing and delight, rushing through the universe, brighter than a billion suns. God who comes in flesh and as spirit, help us to know that with you there is always more. More possibilities for each one of us. More love to experience. More justice to push for, more truth to share, we thank you. Amen. We join to sing, make way, with an echo if we're feeling a bit funky.
Thank you.
Did it? On this day, we join together to pray for others. So let us pray. In the face of the gospel, rather than the consumerist culture of which we are a part, in the face of the gospel, let us ask God for a good Christmas. That no powerful nation should tax the poor or uproot them. That no unmarried mother should be put away in disgrace. That no door will be shut on those who need to find it open.
There's only 17 people in church.
And all the nations. Barbed wire and angry soldiers may not be found in Bethlehem. That wise women and men might appear in Downing Street, in the White House, in the Kremlin, in Afghanistan, in Syria, in South Sudan, that children would be preserved from those who would abuse them. In the face of the gospel, rather than the consumerist culture of which we are a part, Lord, we pray that this Christmas, worship would become a manger. The church would become a stable. And the rumor would become a reality that Christ has come among us. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we join together to make our offering. So we dedicate these, forgive me for this, relatively small amounts of money that are coming cash, and we dedicate the majority of giving that people are doing through their banks. And we remember that it's true for the Zoomers as well as it's true for those of us in this space. So let us pray. King of Kings, we join the angels in singing your unending praise. You alone created the universe in all its glory. We present these gifts, knowing that they will be transformed into ministries of good news. Bless our offerings so that our giving honors your glory. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Amen. And our final song this day is Girls and Boys, Leave Your Toys. Hallelujah. So let us go, whether in our homes or from this place, proclaiming that we have seen the glory of God, believing that a light shines in the darkness, which the darkness will not overcome. And may the love of the Creator, the joy of the Spirit, and the peace of the Christ child be with us at this season. And forevermore. And all God's people said, Amen.